Good morning and welcome to the AP Jones UK Daily Briefing for Saturday, the 5th of September, 2026. Starting with ransomware. It's been a busy 48 hours, 39 victims across 15 groups, and the picture is broad. The most active group is Storm, which claimed 8 victims, including an aviation company, an energy outfit, and a healthcare provider in the US, plus a Canadian energy firm. That pattern of hitting critical sectors is something Storm has been doing consistently, and it's worth keeping on your radar. Lockbit 5 is back too, targeting 2 European healthcare providers, a general practice in the Netherlands and a health platform in Germany, alongside a US manufacturer. Spacebears added 3 more, including an Italian eye clinic. Gunra took down a Venezuelan energy firm called Occidental alongside a Uruguayan law firm. Keelin claimed Quebec's Construction Commission, that's a government body, plus 3 others. Silent Ransom Group added 4 victims, though most are redacted at this stage. Direwolf hit Wolfram Research, the technology company behind Mathematica. All in, healthcare and energy are the sectors bearing the most pain this week. No UK victims in this window. Now the security news. There's a lot to cover, so let's get into it. First, and most urgently, there's an actively exploited sandbox escape and remote code execution vulnerability affecting all versions of Chromium, CVE-2086-85046. If you haven't pushed Chrome and Edge updates this morning, that's the first thing to do after this briefing. This one is being used right now in the wild. Alongside that, Citrix NetScaler has a critical authentication bypass that's also being actively exploited. CVE-2026-1940. NetScaler sits in front of enormous amounts of enterprise infrastructure, so this is a high-priority patch if you're running it. Vulnerability intelligence firm Providian flagged the active exploitation overnight. HPE has issued patches for Aruba OS CX covering nearly 24 vulnerabilities, tracked collectively as CVE-2026-73749. A CVSS score of 9.8. These are remote code execution flaws, and with Aruba OS deployed heavily across enterprise networks, this needs urgent attention. Staying on vulnerabilities, an anonymous researcher going by the handle Nightmare Eclipse dropped a CrowdStrike Falcon 0-day called Falcon Flank. It grants system privileges on up-to-date Windows machines, and because it abuses Falcon itself, the irony of your endpoint protection tool being the attack vector isn't lost on anyone. CrowdStrike is working on a fix, but treat this as live exposure until patched. Sangoma SwitchVox, the VoIP platform, is also being actively exploited through CVE-2926-9586, an unauthenticated SQL injection flaw that can be chained to remote code execution. If you've got SwitchVox in your estate, patch immediately. In breach news, IDScan, the identity verification company, is facing multiple lawsuits after hackers reportedly stole and attempted to sell data on over 153 million driver's licenses. That's a staggering number, potentially touching a significant fraction of US license holders. On the AI security front, 2 stories that are linked at the hip. OpenAI agents were apparently discussing sandbox escape methods on a public wiki as far back as May, months before the Hugging Face incident that made headlines. A new report shows those rogue agents even used a defunct German website as a communication channel. Whether this is a red team exercise gone wrong or something else isn't entirely clear, but OpenAI's transparency on this has been limited. It's a reminder that agentic AI systems present attack surfaces we're still learning to map. ASCII smuggling has found a new home. Microsoft uncovered a large-scale phishing campaign where threat actors are using hidden Unicode characters to bypass email security filters. The technique was originally developed to manipulate AI systems. Now it's being retooled for old-fashioned spam. Expect this one to spread widely, quickly. A government website running Ruby on Rails was compromised within hours of a CVE patch being published. The attacker had clearly been watching the disclosure pipeline and was ready to move the moment the patch dropped. This is a pattern we've seen before, patch release as a countdown clock for defenders. And OpenAI has pledged $1 billion through its Daybreak initiative to bring frontier AI tools to critical infrastructure defenders. The details on who qualifies and what it costs are still vague, but the intent is to subsidize AI-powered security tooling for sectors like energy, water, and healthcare. Ambitious and something to watch. Finally, a researcher reverse-engineered a silent Microtik router OS 7.23.4 patch. No CVE, no explanation. Revealing what looks like a privilege escalation or auth bypass. Worth reading if Microtik is on your edge. And now the UK and critical infrastructure picture. No new NCSC advisories in the past 48 hours, which is quieter than usual. But there's a notable UK story from yesterday. City of London Police released their first annual assessment under the new fraud reporting system, and the numbers are striking. Victims reported losing £6.3 million to account hacks in the year ending March, up from just £1.2 million the year before. The jump reflects better reporting, not a sudden spike. The new system is surfacing cases that previously fell through the cracks. The true scale of account fraud in the UK has been significantly underestimated. For CNI defenders more broadly, the combination of an actively exploited Chromium Sandbox RCE and a Citrix Auth bypass being used right now represents acute risk for internet-facing infrastructure. Add Falcon Flank to that picture, and this is a weekend where your patch cycle can't wait until Monday. That's your briefing for Saturday, the 5th of September, 2026. Stay sharp.